An advisor to Iraq's prime minister said that his government is looking forward to working with Barack Obama when he takes office in January. Other Iraqi officials weren't sure that American policy will change radically, despite Obama's promise to withdraw American troops. And as the world's Quill Lawrence found out in the city of Mosul, American troops and Iraqi civilians share a similar amount of caution.
As dawn broke over this Iraqi city astride the Tigris River, polls in America had not yet been counted. Slowly, the numbers came in, and American soldiers took in the news. Troops on duty are not permitted to express support for one candidate or another, but they do vote, and this year in great numbers, says Captain Greta Railsback, a voting assistance officer at Marez Army Base in Mosul.
You know, young soldiers typically aren't really interested in voting, and in this election they really were. So our young soldiers were like, how do I request an absentee ballot? What do I do to register to vote? Whereas you haven't seen that in the past, and that's great.
The U.S. military is usually considered predominantly Republican, a fact not lost on the Iraqi military officers who happened to be meeting this morning with their American counterparts in Mosul. As they listened to the translation on Arabic satellite television, the Iraqi generals pointed to the screen in apparent disbelief that the party in the White House was giving up control, especially to a man named Barack Hussein Obama. A few hours later, on a heavily guarded walk through Mosul's central market, one Iraqi heard the news first from American soldiers and brought the issues straight home.
Yes, he won. President Obama.
We want McCain. Because McCain against Iran. Because Iran very dangerous. You understand me?
But what do you think about Obama?
Obama used the dialogue. Dialogue against Iran, no good. Because Iran very good, very dangerous.
What about for Iraq?
McCain, because stand by the American, army American. Stay here.
Iraqis consider the election of Obama hugely significant in their country's delicate recovery from the terrifying violence of the past several years. The broad perception is that Obama might bring American troops home sooner than John McCain would have. With some Iraqis, that idea is quite popular. With others, it's a cause for fear. One Baghdad resident said he'd been expecting Obama to win. We hope that Obama's policy toward Iraq will change things for the best, he said. But I don't think American policy in Iraq will really change. The first test of that will be the ongoing negotiations between Baghdad and Washington over a treaty to allow U.S. forces to remain in Iraq when the U.N. mandate expires at the end of December. Obama won't be in office yet. But Iraqi politicians might have been stalling the negotiations to see who they would be dealing with in January. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Mosul, Iraq.